Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good evening. This is Dr. Lorraine Goodwin, and you're listening to Carpe Diem, Dr. Lorraine Goodwin. I am your host, and I will be on the air for approximately 25 minutes. I hope you've had a wonderful day today. This is Friday. What is today's date? The 20th. Of November 2015, day after Thanksgiving, and of course today was what's supposed to be Black Friday, which means Black Friday is called Black Friday because it is the day the stores have an opportunity to make a profit. In business, being in the red is bad. Being in the black means you're making a profit. So it is the day that businesses have an opportunity to make a profit. If everybody goes out and buys stuff, circulates their money in the community. And over the years, of course, Black Friday has changed tremendously. Black Friday used to be a day of people going to some kind of big stores, maybe a Saks Fifth Avenue or Macy's in the old days when it was smaller, and then doing a lot of local shopping to their, local people who made toys, local people who made bread and different types of foods, local people who made dresses, all that sort of stuff, as well as the Macy's type things too, and Saks Fifth Avenue things. But it's changed so much because most people on Black Friday spend all their money at these mega corporations, Walmart, on. And that money is cycled into the community by grants and gifts or programs that corporation might decide to give. I got a cough just a second here. I hope I can get my whole tongue in without my throat giving away. But anyway, so they do give back, and they do. Walmart has started an education program for its employees so they can advance. And but Walmart has also absorbed many of the local businesses. Walmart has taken in their, they have their own pharmacies, as does Costco and a lot of other stores. They have their own eye doctor. They have their own eyeglasses. They have their own medical clinic in some places. And so your local doctor, your local optometrist, your local pharmacist, a lot of those are being absorbed as employees of Walmart rather than small businessmen who had more of a connection with the community, because Walmart can hire any doctor from anywhere in the state, and that doctor might not have any connection with the community other than that's where his job is. And so it's different. It's a totally different way of cycling your money. Walmart, last year, if you sat in the Black Friday lines, they said anybody who came in within a certain time would get the products they wanted. So what they were doing, they were handing out not the product in the store, but they were handing out vouchers. So you would go in the store and you would say, okay, I wanted the TV. They'd say, okay, here's a voucher for the TV. You would say, okay, I wanted the little trike. Okay, here's a voucher for the trike. And then he would go off with two vouchers, and then later you would be called and say, okay, your products are in, come pick them up. And they would have these huge, huge trucks all lined up full of products, and people would come by and pick up whatever it is they had ordered. But, of course, a lot of those products were coming not from our American-made factories, but they're coming from China. So when you put in mass orders in China, you get huge, huge discounts. So what Walmart is doing is selling a product at either a deep discount or maybe 30% off, maybe 50% off, maybe 10% off, but then getting huge volume discounts from China and then having the stuff come in after customers have already paid and carried off a voucher. So it's a totally different setup, making a profit for the stores, getting people the products they want, and oftentimes overlooking the local market. So one of the things I always say is wherever you are, please try to patronize some of your local stores. So many businesses now can't make it because people just are not coming in and giving their money to local people. And so that you'll see businesses come, stay for a few years, close up, you know, they fail. And that's really bad. A community really does do better if they have some prospering businesses in the community. So anyway, how did you spend your Black Friday? I know a lot of you did go to these big, what do they call them, big box stores, like Walmart, Costco. And how many of you did go out and spread your money around to local places? Well, one nice thing, most of us go to malls, which is another thing, so that if a store is not connected with a mall, in addition to not being a big box store, a lot of times it's hard to drive traffic to an individual business. But when people are out at shopping and they are in a mall, they eat a lot. So there is a lot of money being spent on those businesses in the malls. Now, unfortunately, a lot of those are the big franchises. So, you know, people will go to McDonald's that's usually in the mall or a fast food place. And that's where they'll eat. So, you know, it's hard to say. Part of it is just the way we are, and we've done it all our lives, and we enjoy it. And part of it, you can see in the big picture, it is a problem. But, you know, habit's hard to break. We love to go to the mall, and mall shopping is easy because it takes you, for one thing, it takes you out of the weather. And I was watching television, and one of the northern states is getting a lot of snow. Well, I'm in California, so I don't see that, but just thinking of getting dressed up and, you know, going out in a lot of snow and digging the car out and going down the snowy roads, and heaven forbid if there's ice on the road and the chance of accidents, it's very daunting. And so I can see it all different aspects. And I just hope we work it out so it works for everybody. Online is great. That's all I did this year. I just did some browsing online. And I think it's the main thing you need to do is realize that if you're going for a sale, say somebody's giving you $30 off, and that's third of the price that you were going to pay anyway, and so you're thinking that, hey, this is such a great deal, I can't pass it up, or if they're giving you 50% off, and maybe that's $100, and you're thinking, hey, this is too good to pass up for that, you have to realize it's only a sale, it's only a deal, if you have the money coming in within the next 30 days to pay it off in full. Otherwise, if you're putting it on credit, you're going to accumulate interest from the credit card, and slowly you're going to end up paying more than the price of the item because you don't see it. It's all covered up nicely in one number, and everything's hidden. And so you're still telling all your friends and relatives how cheap that television set you got was or how cheap the clothes were or whatever. But in reality, if you really knew what you were doing and you were able to really look at your credit expenses, realistically, you would know that you were paying more than the cost of the item because you used credit. Spend too much if you don't have the money coming in. Don't buy on credit. Don't have a debt-free 2016. Go into the year with less debt than you owed in 2015, if possible. Now, I say it's possible because I know these kids, especially as they get older, they get more and more stuff that they want, and the stuff that's being offered for kids is very, very expensive. Well, you have to get your kids realistic. You have to get them involved in money. You have to let them know how hard it is to earn money. You have to let them know that you don't just buy everything. You have to buy things that you really want, need, and will use and improve yourself with. So a lot of the toys that don't do anything, if you can find a rationale for that, that's fine. If you can't, you know, don't get it. And a lot of toys, too, you know, if you're going to a nursery school, if your kid is going to a school that has a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of that stuff you'll find at the school already, so that you don't have to duplicate it at home. You just have to really go into your school and see what kinds of experiences the kid is having at school, and don't try to duplicate what he's already getting. If you can't afford it, just go and try to get a new experience from the toy store. What some people are doing, too, some communities, is they have pre-Christmas sales at the schools. So they get people to bring all their old toys, sell them, or give them away if the person really wants to just get rid of it, and allow people to pick them up to share with other kids who want to have that toy experience for a while, and then hopefully they'll bring it back in good shape, and it can go through another cycle on another Christmas time. But, you know, you have to be creative about all this stuff. You have to work with your community. You have to figure a way to cut expenses, because most communities, you can tell whether they're really prosperous or not. And even a prosperous community, a lot of times the people who are living in those fancy houses and so forth have so much debt that even though they're bringing in a good salary, they still have a lot of financial problems because they're overspending. How many times do we hear about a basketball player who's making millions, or a business person who is making millions, or a person who won millions in the lotto or whatever, ending up broke, having spent all that money, more money than most of us can even imagine, and they end up broke and needing to go back to their old job, or, you know, creating some sort of hustle in order to get money in and live the lifestyle that they want, whatever that means. So how did your Black Friday go? How did your Black Friday go? I hope it wasn't too stressful. I know some places people are fighting for things. You know, they want the last item, or there are only a few of them, and so they're rushing around trying to get it. As I said, most of the deals I saw weren't that fabulous. There might be some leaders, some items that were put up specially to get people into the store. And to me, that's what Black Friday was all about. Those sales were really sales to get you into the store so that you would buy. And so if you think of online sales, when you go to a website as the store, they're leading items that they're discounting. They're basically to get you to click onto that website and get you in there browsing around their website, hopefully that you will buy some of the items that they have up for sale. But use your good sense. Use your common sense. Take a deep breath, and let's do that right now. Take a deep breath. In and out. And think calmly and rationally of what you're doing. You know, don't let the fight for your mind, don't you end up being the loser in that battle. Everybody is fighting for your mind. Car sales, clothing sales, toy sales, electronics, games, computer games, all kinds of things. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Well, you can't buy it all, and your kid wouldn't want it all. If you gave your child something from all of those categories, they would be overwhelmed at Christmas, and the specialness goes away. They want one or two things that they really want and that they can focus on. And that's your goal, is mainly trying to find what they really want that you can afford and let them focus on that for Christmas and not try to make it, I bought out the whole store for you, honey, and here it is under the Christmas tree. That's not what Christmas is about. And the more you stress that to your significant others so that they feel there is an end point in buying you a gift for Christmas, to your children so that they know the limits of what they will be expected to receive at Christmas, and what if they give gifts to you, that they don't have to spend a lot of money because it's your money anyway. The kids aren't really earning money. The limits as to what they should spend on presents for their brothers and sisters and mom and dad, and maybe their uncles or grandmom or whoever else they might want to spend and get a gift for. Get it reasonable. Get it under control. Keep it under control. This is not the big splurge. This does not have to be toys up to, halfway up the tree. It just has to be something that they enjoy. And then do an event after you open the gift. And they should be opened serially, I like it, because that way it's more than an instant. Although, if everybody goes, runs under the tree, grabs a present, peels it open, throws the paper over their shoulder, and then looks at the box inside, it takes, only a couple seconds. And then there's kind of that stillness of, now what do we do? So I like when people, each person opens their own gift and then looks at it and they talk about it and people can give suggestions how to use it or whatever. And then it takes a little bit more time and it's more ceremonial. Of course, that's associated with a meal, usually at home, might be breakfast or lunch or whatever you're doing, or a brunch. And sometimes people do it the night before Christmas, and it ends up being a dinner. So whatever you do, try to make it more ceremonial. And then when it's all over and everybody's looking around saying, okay, we did the presents, we did the food, ho-hum, let's turn on TV and stare at it for the rest of the day. Think of something that you can do that might be a nice memory, especially if you have children, because children and memories, that's what Christmas is really all about. So decide whether you want to go outside, and if you have snow, a nice snow memory is always great. If you have weather that's good enough and safe enough to travel in, going someplace with the family so that you can maybe look at decorations, Christmas decorations, or go hear some carolers, or go out and help the people who are less fortunate, who might need some, the community might be serving them food, and you can help as a server or just as a person to talk to, because people there are also looking for companionship and they're looking to meet people who are in the community. So try to do that, and that also works as a great way to make your Christmas more special, or any day during the holidays, more special. From now until Christmas through the New Year, there are going to be many opportunities for you to make memories for your family. I saw this show with Dr. Phil where this one, the mother and her boyfriend really hated this one child, and they treated him so mean, and he's been in this situation for about 6 years, and it just tore at my heart. This child has an opportunity to be molded into a great person, or in the situation he's in now, he's being molded into a very angry, angry person with no control of his feelings, isolation, no memories, his adulthood is going to be horrible because he will have no memories to look back and have fondness. He will only have rage and bad feelings and anger. And, you know, don't be that kind of family. Reach in and know that Christmas and holidays in general, you're making a memory. Nothing else. That's really what the holiday does. It gives kids time to clock off what did they do that year and how did they relate to their family and how much did this family love each other. And unfortunately, I'm out of time. I'm down here to about 10 seconds, so I have to go. And I'm sorry if I missed you tonight. I just really got into thinking about some of the things that are really affecting me over the holidays. And I hope you call back, and I'll talk to you next. Bye-bye.